There's too many things these days with. I don't know. Maybe I'm just okay. I don't know. I just spoke Japanese. Good, I just a good one. Post about stuff.
Hello. Welcome to the funny show where I just ramble about nonsense. I'm a transgender male to female, if you obviously could have tell by the title. I forgot to put male to female in the title. Dang it. I mean, fuck. I'll just ramble about nonsense. Because I can. Let's go. Yeah. D&D, nobody likes it, right? What if we just combine that with babies? Oh god, this is gonna be awful. So here's your hypothetical, you, to think about when you sleep, maybe, perhaps, I don't know. When you play D&D, just think about this. There could be babies that could also be playing D&D right now, like this second. The parents are allowed. They have plus dies. Don't speak complete English, and they speak it fluently, unlike me. Even though I'm born in the English country, I do not gonna say what country it is. It's English-speaking one, obviously. And even though you think the babies are okay, in reality, they're just babies. They're probably gonna choke and die anyways on the player pieces. I don't know, maybe they fucking live. Who's the judge? Me, obviously. I don't know. I just made this up right now. Just look at the title. Isn't that amazing? You play D&D with babies, it's not gonna go well because they don't speak English. There's only a few I speak English, which are all the fictional characters which I can't name here. And my annoying little sister that's in my family tree, I don't like. I'm not gonna drop the name of because that's kinda doxing. I don't know. And really, who cares? I don't even care at this point. Who plays D&D with babies? Nobody! I just made that up in like 5 seconds. But that's the point of the show. This is not gonna be good. Maybe. Anyways, I've been watching YouTube a lot recently. And I found, like, a documentation, which is, I'm not gonna drop the name of because I don't want to get, like, copyright strikes. Basically, it's called I'm not gonna drop, like, the franchise space I talk about, but I just drop, like, the channel name. Because you need to watch this channel. It's called the Thomas Game Docs. It's basically some guy with a British accent describing the development of multiple obscure games. That's like super interesting to watch. You know, like, did you know the game company with an Italian word plumber, which I can't name, made a Google game? How could you believe that? Because, you know, Google can't collab with the Google plumber company. They're too busy building. Stealing your data! And obviously nobody wants to steal data from you. They always want to steal it from me. Because they're assholes and nobody fucking cares. Seriously. Okay, tense aside, that YouTube channel is great. Another great one is, OniPlays. Basically, just like a game going to the tournament. They're way funnier than Game Grumps. I'm just gonna drop that out loud. The reason I like them over Game Grumps is because they're actually funny, and the main hosts aren't assholes. That's all I'm gonna say. the shut shut Ani place. It's like money without the M. Full but place. I highly recommend them. Yeah. Jeez. Now I'm gonna put my red and blue controller console into my red and blue controller console docking station so I can play it on the TV. Because reasons. I'm gonna mute the audio. I don't wanna get copyright shots. Obviously, who cares? I'm gonna play some games now while I talk. So I hear like little controller clicks and clacks. That's why. There we go. Wanting a good old puzzle game. I'm not gonna draw the name of it. Because reasons. I don't want to get decimated by the company who made it. Obviously, let's go. By the way, the controller, the C controller is like a directional pad sucks. Unlike the battery power one I have, which is supposed to do this, but the one I currently have is bad. But battery power, which I like the keypad up, this one's just mushy. I don't understand why it's so mushy. Could have made it better. What a blue joy. What form of company you could have done better. Seriously, the better. What's with you messing up in recent years? What about people with trouble and the papercraft king? I heard that's bad. I'm not gonna even say the real name of it. I don't want Fred Plummer coming to get on my ass. Obviously, who even cares at this point? People with trouble is not even on any good anymore. Real door and six, the one on the 6-4 is clearly better, and the W one, I'm not gonna say the one with, that's like P, but with a W and two I's. Who, why does it even matter at this point? Who even cares at this point? I don't even fucking care. Yeah, this is what you get for, like, plugging your headphones and listening to this. You get, like, a transgender girl just doing whatever for, like, an hour or so. Because it's, like, 6 a.m. And I feel, like, so fucking tired, by the way. So that's why I was, like, haunted about everything now. Okay, that's thing, you know how, like, in those TV commercials, like, buy one, get one free, but you have to, like, pay, like, extra shipping fees or something? No, wait, I had, like, a more interesting one I want to talk about, but I can't name drop anything. Because reasons I already discussed, like, 9 million times now. Okay, I dropped a YouTuber name, but nothing else. There's not even YouTuber, or whatever. So I was watching, the D-pad, yet another Game Grumps I'm trying to do, because fuck Game Grumps, they took down all the JonTron episodes, for reasons I forgot. JonTron is the only good era. The modern era, which I can't say the name of. That's becoming so nice. And I can't say the name of anything. For reasons I don't understand, it's so bad. I don't get why. It's unfunny. Compared to like the JonTron era, the current era of Game Grumps is just no, disgusting. You like JonTron, I must watch JonTron. Play with animated man. Because animated man and JonTron funny. What are you eating on? It's been like 9 minutes. Oh, yeah. That one episode, it's the first episode. I should probably introduce myself. Hi. My name is Paggy. I transgender male to female. As a guest on the intro, which I had the name, probably. I came out as one recently, before I was a cis male. Which fucking sucked, by the way. I mean, nothing. Once I became, like, transgender, I was like, this is such a one. I like being female, oh my god. The problem is, my parents are fucking assholes. So, I was talking with a friend, which I won't name drop to protect their identity. Obviously. And my dad just walked in at a bad time and assumed that bad friend, that innocent friend, is actually somebody bad. And it's like, he just banned me from PCs and I had like a big fucking outcry about it. It's like, oh no, it's the end of the world. Now I can't even PC in like Discord. And that's like, eh. No. Disgusting. Why would you do that? That friend's completely innocent. I should talk to people to my age. Yes, but that should be older than me equals creep. That's not how it works. Maybe there's some people older than me that are all creeps. I don't know. Maybe they do exist. Oh, yeah. Another tangent. Oh, yeah. Tangents. I forgot. Yeah. No, whatever. You know, because those are cool. Maybe not. I don't know. Yeah. Anyways, my age is 14. Don't judge. I came out a bit young, to say. Like, I won't reveal how young, but the age before 14. 14. I mean, see. I told you I can't comprehend English, and I'm about to lose. Oh no! Oh, fuck me. I'm not getting good blocks at all. Feel free to guess what game I'm playing, by the way. You know, because I can't say the name of it. Because copyright, I guess. Maybe, perhaps, I'm protecting my own world to live. That's the best guess. I don't know. Another thing I just thought about yesterday is like how like in the TV commercial it's like buy one get one free. You have to like pay like this tiny text at like the bottom of the screen. It's like, oh no, you have to pay shipping fees for this free one. My brain is just like, why did you say it's free then? And it's not free. There's shipping charges on it. It's like. Most of the time, they pay it for you. There's rare times, like, you're getting scammed. I don't know on why this happened. It's weird. My parents ordered just, like, a bunch of, like, useless made-for-TV products sometimes. It's, like, the most fucking hilarious thing to watch. It's like, you don't need that air fryer, Dad. You don't. We already have a working oven. Never mind, it blows. Now you're supposed to use an inferior air fryer that makes good food good and not poison to eat. Fuck. Yeah. My dad's an idiot, if I can't tell. He is a bit. I can't say that. He is a boy of many unintelligent choices. That's all I'm gonna say. I probably said male. I'm probably not dad. But, you know. This is a transgender girl who rambles about nonsense. Now, like, a transgender girl reads a script live on camera and says it's about nonsense. Because, you know, not if it's just apparently. Eh. Whatever. Oh. God. Oh, fuck, I need to shit, but... I'm like level 12, and all the blocks are dropping down past. That's a level hit for you. Whoever says it gets nothing. And if you say it on the show, if I ever have guests, I will censor it out, because copyright. God, it's getting fast now. Oh, God. Oh, did you? I can't see name drop anything. I put it in about copyright because people are just like paying subscriptions to watch this without ads, maybe. I don't want to get like in a big lawsuit behind the game companies because I don't have the money to do so. They can't sue me. I'm messing up in like a million places. I don't know. Maybe I'm just bad at the game. That was a good one. After all, it's only level 14. How bad can it be? Fuck. Jesus. Yeah, I'm playing this whole game. Jesus Christ, my God, we're recording like 16 minutes now? Okay, next game you have to guess because copyright. Girl and evil girl catch strawberries while climbing a mountain. You wonder what that one is, you know. Damn, this one has a long, lonely time. I don't care who you... The developers are... I want to fake them, but maybe perhaps I don't even care sometimes. I should talk probably. Yeah, I should do that. This game is about a transgender girl who can do weird shit with her hair. And you platform for boys rock hard as shit levels probably designed decently. Just imagine what you're gonna do next. God, I hate the wind here. I mean, the snowstorm. It's so hard to navigate through. Because, God. You know, game design, it's not as a peak in this game. Thankfully, it has a cis mode that's overpowered. It gives the girl pink hair. That's another head for you. I don't want to say the name of the game, even though it's a common word in the dictionary. Probably. I fucking hate these snowstorms. Oh, God. Yeah, I should probably talk about more content and not just, going to about the game. Here's another hypothetical to you to you hear the spiel. Like, what if? Okay, here's the hypothetical. It'll probably make you think. If I plan it out well. What if you just one day get all the materials in the body, like the organs, the blood, and whatever, they just fall out, and you, like, the skin falls off. I probably should put a content warning. I'm just gonna make that the title. Content warning. Everything. Anyways, your skin, your body falls off. Everything about it falls off. I have to live without skin. It includes makeup, but you can put makeup on your skin. I mean, on your, cold, hard, body parts. Even though you have no skin. It hurts, but you could do it. Okay, sorry, my mom interrupted. And now I'm back. I've progressed a lot. And now, hopefully my mom won't interrupt me. Maybe, perhaps, I don't know. Back on that little skin hypothetical, or whatever I was talking about. Yeah. You can still apply makeup, temporary tattoos, whatever. But you have no skin, so we had to apply it to your wall bones and eyelids or whatever. Eyelids of skin, that doesn't count. So when you do that, you have pain, but you can still express yourself. You don't want to do it. Think about that for a minute. Think about how brutal it would be to have no skin as a human being in 2020, where we're all stuck in our houses, which is the date and, I mean, the year this episode's being recorded. Now think about that. Fuck the beer virus. That's another YouTuber likes to call it. You just have to find that one out yourself. I'm not gonna even name drop them. Cushing, I don't care. Fifth chapter complete, maybe perhaps, I don't know. That's the fourth one. What am I thinking? This is the fifth one. Okay. Yeah. What's the way next? Hang on. Let me do the thing. I just have to choose a game. You have to guess it. Curse copyright. Go away. Just kidding. Here's one. Just hit pickaxes, things with pickaxes, and it hit guys with swords. You guess what that one is? Probably can't. It's the MJ Studio. Michael Jackson Studio. It's not that, but you could guess it. Over the two letters alone. I'm just gonna come in with skin sounds. Why this player skin loads.
There we go.
It's Green Tumble Man. You probably can't guess his name. I'm gonna load up my eat food wood. I'm being fake here so I won't get copyright, by the way. That's why you won't hear anything. Oh, this is a game I'm comfortable with talking about stuff in. Because I've done it to myself before, so I think I can do this. Okay. It's gotta be a bit more serious, but, you know. Whatever can I think of? Yeah, I'll wait, yeah. This one's not gonna be serious, I think, but, basically, there's these people on the internet called virtual YouTubers. I like them. I'm not gonna describe them. Curse copyright. They're copyright of apparently. There's a one with a pink ribbon. The one that sounds like Donald Duck when screaming. I'll describe them, but can't just say the name of them. So, one that's one that looks out of my nightmares, which is a lot of the independent ones. This ball man, the one that sounds like a woman, but it was a male person, transgender ones. I'm not saying the transgender, obviously. You're transitioning from male to female. I was a joke. Probably just cut that file from that or something. I'll be touched. Just saying. It probably could be touched. Consider that. No. Oh, fuck. I don't have any food in the game. I probably should get one. Which is a coincidence with how I feel IOL. Because I don't even have food IOL. What a coincidence. Yeah, about that. I'm in a hell's place at the moment. And I can't find any mobs to kill. That's another hit for you. Mobs. Oh god, I'm dying. Oh wait. Oh, fuck it. I'll eat you. I'll eat the tropical fish. I couldn't manage to hit one. Come on. Have auto shoot respawn and keep inventory on. That's another hint. I keep getting hints of me getting copyright strikes. I'm surviving, though, even though I have zero corn dog balls filled. I don't know, maybe I'm gonna die soon. In the game, not IOL. Maybe I should consider the fact that I'm gonna die IOL soon, though. Maybe that's a flaw, proof of flaw. I don't have food in game, so I don't know why I said that. No. Yeah, yeah, okay, here's the more serious thing. You know, about my parents, they're fucking assholes, okay? Yeah, you know, just one day, let's just, no way, I already talked about that story. Or the experience. Because it's real. So one day, I was just talking to with my friends. Back then, so it's like, oh, don't run into weirdos, just do your own thing. That era was such a good era. I was talking to them, and had a sudden realization, no, wait, that's not serious. Oh, on, this one's gonna be silly too, I guess. Sorry for your fucking hopes of me getting a little bit serious. You know, I can't do that at a panel. I'm not good being recorded and talking about sheer shit. Come on. Okay, I'm done with that game. God. Yeah. Yeah, I'm just gonna stop playing game now. Bye. Yeah, I'm just gameless now. Yeah. Gotta get on up for the person with the mic now. Sorry for that little sensation that was heard in your ears. Here's a hypothetical for you. Another one. I know. It's the only thing I can think of. What if... Okay, here's a thing. One day, you just walk into your room, in front of your parents, just doing your thing, and just one of them has their head missing. It could be your mom or dad. I don't know. Maybe they don't have their fucking heads missing. Maybe they, both of them are intact. Anyways, and there's like a little guy in the corner, just casually playing the bongos and just do whatever. It's the thing is, when he hits a bongo drum, it's like, whenever he does that, one parent's head at random, I mean, the first one's your mom and the second one's your dad, and just randomly just keeps just screaming, just uprising until it pops up. When it pops up, there's no, like, goal or anything. It's just, like... It's just a natural neck. They can still speak, but the head is separated from it. It's, like, floating. With little puffs of air coming out of the bottom of it. Would you just be terrified? It's like, oh, it's headless dad now. It's the headless father, apparently. Because, you know... I don't know what to do. And how about ear sensation coming to you? Mute the thing now. Now, I'm gonna say, Goopa. Goopa.
I could beatbox. Okay, my bad. I beatboxed and it was horrible. I'm not gonna do it for you. Yeah, that's it for the first episode. I guess, if you like this, please, do whatever. Follow my Twitter, it's @Mata_Mata. It's game, I don't know what's right. MODDER_MODDER on Twitter. That's all. Thank you.